We did tell Becky that she needed to go to Dunkin'. Bang, 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 bang. You were involved.
Jeez.
Hear that? I'm just driving around.
Thank you.
Jason. Jason.
Thinking it was going to be something like you just can't get points like that in nature. Yeah, but what's the fun behind something without points? Does it have a lot of points? They need to make
extra points added.
Yeah, those are like those specialty knives you see in those creepy magazines. You know, like the Knife Enthusiast magazine, it has these special barbs on it. Like that base that what's his name used to have, the Lucite one, or still has it?
No.
The Geezer had. He had that big Lucite base with all the knobs on it and the big shiny lights. That was back before you could just walk down the street and go into a variety store and say, "Give me that base, the Lucite one with this." That's what I'm saying.
Like 1972.
I was thinking of one. There was one that I remember you showing me later. That he had later. It had switches all over it. It was all custom built.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the kind of thing. You couldn't get those kinds of things. It had digital readout.
Yeah, he had all the effects.
Yeah.
I like this one.
Yeah.
No, it's actually a pretty nice guitar.
I haven't heard anyone say anything critical of it. Except for the tuning. Look at that. Plays itself. Still.
But no, but it was like one of the first times I'd ever seen. No, it wasn't one of the first. One of the first times I'd seen MTV.
Well, they were an incredibly heavy rotation.
First time I'd ever seen MTV, they were playing. It was High and Dry, Def Leppard. I was like, wow, what's this? So it's like, oh, that's MTV.
I think it was like Ultravox.
Actually, the very first time I saw MTV, they were playing a Jethro Tull video. It was like from A or something. See, all wearing the jumpsuits and everything.
Right.
White jumpsuits near the control tower. Remarkably stupid.
What the hell were they thinking?
Oh, they were thinking all the right stuff.
You know, the Gas Huffer Janitors of Tomorrow thing, where they do the same thing except they're janitors. It's really funny, but
I don't know. I think it's funnier when it just tells all. Serious about it.
I wonder who. They came upon that on their own. Oh, yeah. They did that with the Replacements.
Yeah, the last Replacements album.
Didn't have any of them on.
Song where the Replacements actually played. Mm-hmm. It's like, go on.
No, yeah, what's that same?
The record company was like, this is really a Replacements record.
Right.
Like, except none of the guys are on it. Well, but really. Yeah, which is amazing.
Well, it fulfilled a contract, too.
It might have been.
That way he could go do his other albums that were so much better.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Still recording.